question. Should we not have children because the earth is so overburdened with population explosion and the earth is getting polluted and the earth cannot support any more humans? Answer: there are many reasons for making this extremely personal decision about whether to have children or not. And this particular notion that because we are overburdening the earth with our population, that is increasingly trendy reason, especially among millennials, where we feel that even if we have desire to have children, we will sacrifice that desire to do our part for saving the planet. And all this at one level sounds very good. It's good to be thinking of something bigger than ourselves, and the planet is also a matter of concern because that's the home in which we all are living and sharing. But let's bring some more critical scrutiny to this point, that when we talk about human beings, it is not human beings per se that are a burden. It is, you could say, irresponsible human beings that are the burden. In the Bhakti texts, like the Bhagavatam, the idea of the burden of the beast, Bhara Avtaranay Anye Bhuvona Vivodadhav. So, Sidantya Bhuri Bharena is often talked about how the earth is burdened by those people who are demoniac, those who are ungodly. And the afflicted earth needs to be relieved by divine arrangement which will free it from the grasping hands of the demoniac who are otherwise exploiting her. So the problem here is not so much human beings, but you could say human beings who are irresponsible or spiritually irresponsible, who are grossly self-centered, who are self-destructive, who are world-destructive, who are, we could say in one word, demoniac. If we consider, yes, much of the ecological problems on the planet have arisen from the earth. Now, exactly how much, that is often a matter of debate among different people, because you can always say that, say, global warming, is it caused primarily by the human planet, what we have produced, the waste and everything, or is it caused by some earthly change in temperatures which goes through cycles? Now, there is a heated debate in the mainstream scientific world about what factor, what contributes, and whether really having one human being less is going to help in decreasing this burden on the earth. We could also look at another way, that if we have one more intelligent human being, and if we have a human being who is creative and resourceful and responsible, then they could come up with creative means of either educating people so that they don't make so much pollution, or coming up with technologies that help us to deal with the pollution. So the problem is not so much of population explosion as of consciousness degradation. It is a lowered consciousness which is self-centered, that has exploitative, manipulative, indiscriminate. That is the cause of the many problems plaguing our ecology today. And the way out of these problems is primarily by learning that, by understanding that we can't simply get over problems by having less people. We could very well say that the people who are at one level evolved enough to think about the environment. We'll assume that they are deeply concerned about the environment. If they are not going to reproduce, that doesn't mean other people are not going to reproduce. In fact, it's not that all of humanity is going to put a moratorium on reproducing. And all that will happen is that there will be a demographic change. There will not be a demographic decrease. As in the Western world, it's happening that the immigrant population is increasing. And of course, there could be educated, thoughtful immigrants who are coming in, and there could be others also who are coming in. So, what is important is that we have human beings who understand the value of human life, and they can add value through their human life to the planet. And that's why spiritual consciousness, where we see the universe, we see the earth as a divine mother, and whose purpose is that through our planetary stay, we evolve in our consciousness so that we reunite with our divine father. So if we focus on our spiritual evolution, then that higher purpose and the satisfaction coming from that purpose can give us a certain amount of inner contentment that will make us not want to dominate and pollute the planet. In fact, so if more people could be spiritually evolved, then that would solve the planet's ecological problem much more effectively than simply not begetting children. So we need to raise our consciousness. Now, for some people, a part of raising their consciousness could be that they decide that we don't want to have any children. We want to focus on raising our own consciousness, and we want to do our part in helping others raise their consciousness. That could be a choice, but quite often you have to honestly consider whether this kind of choice is a virtue signaling to avoid the often challenging responsibility of raising a child in today's world. Parenting is always challenging, but when the supportive social structures have been hugely disrupted, then parenting becomes a far bigger challenge. And meeting this challenge requires an enormous amount of dedication, creativity, and maturity. And many people might be finding virtue signaling, I don't want to burden the planet, as a way of not burden, of saving themselves, of freeing themselves from the burden of having children and raising children. If it is an escape way, then we will not be expanding our consciousness, and we will not be really doing any good. But if we want to expand our consciousness, we could say that we evolve spiritually, we adopt the spiritual practices that can help us to evolve, and then when we have children, we help them to evolve spiritually. And it is not having human beings on the planet the earth is not going to solve the problems of the earth. In fact, ultimately the earth and its very existence is fulfilled, its purpose is fulfilled when the soul comes to a human form and uses the human intelligence and human consciousness to rise to the divine level of consciousness. That's why deciding to elevate one's consciousness, and with an elevated consciousness, elevated spiritual consciousness, wisely deciding how best we can help to raise the consciousness of others, and whether the service of having children whose consciousness we try to raise, and who may in future become agents for raising other people's consciousness. Well, that is the way we can contribute. But the focus that we have to calmly reflect and decide. The traditional way has been that when somebody is married, they have children. And marriage is not just the parents make children, but the children make parents also. That means having children forces the parents to come out of themselves, to become more committed, more responsible, more selfless. And unless one has some other baby that one is very deeply committed to, some passion, not just a like a, not a petty passion, like, but some noble passion which enables one to expand one's consciousness. Unless one has that, the time-honored way of expanding one's consciousness, of coming out of oneself, is by, especially in family life, is by having children. So we are all on a journey for expanding our consciousness, and this deeply personal decision of whether to have children or not should be taken into consideration, taken by after giving due consideration to the overall purpose of our life and of our existence, that is the elevation and expansion and evolution of our consciousness. And then the decision we take will be more balanced, holistic and fruitful. Hare Krishna.